Welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's weekly podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello and welcome, Ed.
Well, Jennifer, welcome back to your home away from home,
yes,
Southwestern University, where we tape these wonderful episodes. At least I think they're wonderful. What do you think? Do you think these are wonderful?
You know, I'm not an unbiased observer.
Well, nor am I, but I call them wonderful. What's wrong with you?
I think we can call them wonderful.
Thank you very much.
They're wonderfully fun to do.
I enjoy being
with
you.
I can say that for sure.
I enjoy sitting with you.
So we are having this conversation during the spring season. And spring, you know, means lots of things. There were beautiful wildflowers on my drive up here today. But for a particular group of people, spring is actually kind of a stressful time of year.
An exciting time.
You know, for juniors in high school, they are often starting to think more seriously about pursuing higher education. If college is going to be in their future, they're trying to think about where to go, how to apply, visiting, looking online, and all of that. For seniors, if they haven't decided already, they may still be receiving offers. They may be trying to choose where to go, sorting through financial aid stuff. We're going to talk today a little bit about what goes into choosing a college. What should students be looking for? And their parents, I would add, because it's kind of a family activity. What are some things that a student should be on the lookout for when they're trying to decide, is this a place for me? Is that a place for me?
It's the most important question, I think, that a high school student can really consider. How do they want to pursue, if they want to pursue, further education as an undergraduate? And the first thing I would challenge, and so I'm going to be very thought-provoking right out of the box.
Good.
Which
Go
is
for it.
Unusual for me.
Go for it. Yes, that's never happened.
Is I think that that individual, in consultation with that individual's family, has to decide what their definition of education is. What are they looking for? If they are looking for a diploma in order to gain a credential, in order to get a particular job, that's one definition of education. If you are looking for a transformational, life-changing experience that will allow you to continue growing even after you're done with your formal education, that's another type of education. Then there's the type of education where you want to learn a particular type of skill. You want to be able to do a particular thing and do it really well and learn that skill or that trade. That's another type of education. Now, I'm not going to editorialize and give you a value judgment here, but that's the very first question, is what's the point? And I think that people have to make that decision as to what they are looking for. Are they looking to enhance one's life, or are they looking for a particular vocation, career, or suite of skills?
So I would follow up with a challenging question to your, statement.
How dare I?
So what I see out there sort of watching people going through this process, and what I remember from going through it years ago, is that a lot of institutions will say that they can pretty much deliver whatever it is you're looking for. So, which is kind of their job. I mean, they're trying to attract students. So I'm not faulting them for that. I'm just saying there's a lot of information out there. If you're a student and a family, and you say you're on campus doing a visit or you're talking on the phone, what are some questions to ask, things to look for, maybe course offerings? How do you wade through the information to get a real essence of something that's probably kind of intangible, but
right.
Is this place going to deliver whatever answer to that question you pose, whatever that answer is, can I get it here?
Right. So once you answer that first question, and the fact that you say it's kind of this intangible thing, you're absolutely right. And here's the advice that I give all prospective students. And again, this is not going to be without controversy, but I'm telling you, Jennifer, this is the right answer, according
Good.
To Ed.
Finally, somebody.
Exactly. People look at various generic rankings. They look at various this. They look at the number of students that, you know, I mean, our career services is number 8 in the United States. People look at that. Who cares? Here's what you really have to look at as a prospective student. Bottom line. You want, of course, engage with the campus. You want to meet faculty. You want to meet staff. You want to meet students. You can do a stay overnight and actually even spend, you know, an evening in the residence hall. That's great. But at the end of the day, this is what you must do. You must leave your family. So suppose that we're going together, right? And you're a prospective student, and I'm your younger brother. Sorry. And I'm your brother. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
And now, you have to ditch me at some point. And you have to then walk around the campus yourself, by yourself, and just ask, do I feel comfortable in this space? Do I feel comfortable in this community? When I'm looking at people that are walking down the various paths and the streets and the sidewalks, do they frighten me? Do they challenge me? Do they seem to be friendly? Can I befriend them? The reason why you have to do this by yourself, if I, as your little brother, do it with you, there's a certain amount of comfort being with family. There's a certain amount of comfort being with your parents, being with your friends. If you let them aside, you are by yourself, which is how you're going to experience an undergraduate education. It's just you. And so you by yourself have to walk around. To me, this is as important as visiting a class and getting to know people as just literally walking around and seeing how you feel. If you feel comfortable in an environment, you will be able to flourish and get the most out of it. If you go to the school that's the highest ranked this or the highest that, generically, and you're going there for a name brand because you want to get that brand on your diploma, then if you don't feel comfortable there, you will not get all the great gifts that that institution will offer you. And then you're actually missing out on the promise.
Well, and you brought up a really excellent point that I hadn't really fully processed before, which is that choosing a college, if you're choosing to go away from home, and I mean, some students, obviously, if they choose to go on after high school, they might go to an institution in their hometown, but many of them may go out of town, either close by or far away, but you're also choosing where you're going to kind of go for your first major separation from your family. So there are a lot of other things layered on top of that.
But it's a personal experience, and the decision should be made more with the heart than with the kind of logic. When I was shopping around for schools, I ignored all that business about ranking, whatever, and it literally was that when I walked around that campus by myself, I said, you know what, I fit in here. And it was a school very much like Southwestern University. It was a small liberal arts school. And to me, it was the perfect decision. And it was because I felt comfortable that I was able to grow into the pathetic person that's sitting across the table from you right now. Thank you.
So I have one more question about that comfort level, but I want to get to our new puzzler.
Oh, and I've got one that's just for you, given the topic you brought up.
Yes.
Because this is someone who's going off to college.
Oh, perfect. Great.
Yes. So Chris is going off to college, and she is getting ready to go off, and all she needs with her is her 5-foot fishing pole because she loves fishing.
Okay.
Everything else has been shipped.
Okay.
She's fine.
Got
her books and everything.
Oh, okay.
But she must take this 5-foot fishing pole.
Okay.
And of course, she's going to Southwestern University, where there's lots of fishing. I'll pause a moment for everyone to laugh. But we do have the beautiful San Gabriel River, so that's not a joke.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But anyway, she wants to bring her fishing pole, and she gets on the bus, of course, because she's going to take a bus
okay.
to go to the campus, obviously. And the bus driver stops her and says, "I'm sorry, we can't allow that 5-foot fishing pole on the bus. In fact, you are not allowed to have any objects longer than 4 feet brought on the bus. That's the rule. So 4 feet objects are allowed on the bus, but not 5 feet objects."
Okay.
Well, you'd imagine a typical, incoming college student would be very upset and wouldn't know what to do. But Chris, of course, is a Southwestern incoming student, so she's brilliant. And she said, no problem at all. She walks off the bus. She walks into a local store. She comes back out. She gets on that same bus with the same bus driver who says, "Oh, welcome back. Oh, fine, great, wonderful." And she's on her way to Georgetown, Texas to start her career at Southwestern. The question is, what did she do? What did she get at that store? And how was she able to bring that 5-foot fishing pole on the bus, even though they're only allowed to bring in things that are at a maximum 4-foot length, without breaking, without bending, without twisting, without doing any damage or even movement to that fishing pole?
But same pole.
Same pole.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, this is a tough one.
Are you as smart as a Southwestern incoming student?
Apparently I'm not.
Of course you are.
But so I do want to get back to, and we'll bring the solution to that next week. So
maybe,
spend a week thinking about
maybe
that.
Maybe I should introduce it in the fall when the incoming students come back.
Don't make
we'll see how mean you are to me.
So the last thing I want to ask about, Ed, I want to get back to that idea of For high school students who are choosing a college, that idea of a comfort level, you know, to me, technology plays so much of a role in the choosing process now, more so than it did before, because of the internet and the web. You know, if you live far away from a campus, you can go online and see videos, listen to testimonials, look at pictures, read the course catalog. Students don't really need to visit. And of course, students can't, for a lot of reasons, necessarily make it to visit campuses.
This is a university and college marketing nightmare for all of us, quite frankly, because our websites really are, in some sense, the most important representation of who we are. And the truth is, when you think about a young individual shopping around and they're sitting, you know, on their phones in a coffee shop or they're sitting at home on a terminal, they're going to flash through a bunch of these websites. And quite frankly, I might only have about 7 to 10 seconds. And if they don't even like the color scheme of Southwestern's website, or they don't like the font, or they're just turned off by that particular image that randomly is flashing up there, they're gone. And from my vantage point as president, it's a daunting challenge, you know, because that's the reality. Now, it's no different than how when I went to school, I sent out 1 million postcards. I got 1 million brochures and booklets, and I was just thumbing through them. And quite frankly, if I didn't like the look of someone, that was it. That school was off. So it hasn't changed, but the technology has amplified the reality that those websites are the portals to the institution. And it is so important that that website, as best as it is able, captures the essence, the ethos, the philosophy, and what defines the core values of an institution, so that the student that would resonate with those values would be intrigued and click and go one step further. Once I get them into the website, if they click somewhere, then at least they're going to start looking around. But if it's that 7 second, I don't like black and gold, that's Southwestern's colors, well, that's it. They're not going to apply.
Thank you, Ed, for helping us keep our brain sharp and for letting us have a little insight into choosing colleges. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown. You can keep your brains busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT News.